The figures for new car sales have been released for February 2024. With more than 105,000 vehicles delivered, the market remains buoyant, with about 21% increase in the same time last year. Australia is ute country. There are over 21,000 utes sold in the month, which is about 20% of the total. These will disappear if the government's NVES draconian rules come into effect. SUVs account for 55% of sales, light commercial vehicles, which includes utes, another 22.5%. Passenger car sales continue to decline, with about 18.5% of sales, and heavy commercial sales the rest. Of the top 10 selling vehicles, 3 were utes, 6 were SUVs, and 1 passenger car. Petrol remains the dominant fuel source with 44%, diesel is second with 30.5%, hybrids almost 12%, and pure electric cars around 9.5%. Despite the government trying to push their agenda, consumers should have a choice of what to buy to suit their needs. Toyota continues its market dominance with twice as many sales as number 2 Mazda. The next top 5 are Ford, Mitsubishi and Hyundai. After that comes Kia, Nissan, MG, Isuzu, Ute and Subaru. This is a Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
The automotive landscape is going through a revolution and you need to stay updated. That's why your best bet is to head to ecocarguide.com.au. Read about Peugeot's big expansion of electric vehicles into Australia. There's a review of the Volkswagen Touareg R PHEV and all the details on Subaru's new electric vehicle. It's called the Solterra and it's coming to Australia. ecocarguide.com.au, everything you need to know about future technologies for the auto industry.